welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering. So last week we were talking to you about everything you need to do in preparation for your holiday.
Yes.
A month and 2 months before. So we're going to continue that today. So what are we going to focus on?
So today we're going to focus on 1 week before, a few days before, and then of course a few hours before you go on holiday. So we're going to break it down, the things that you need to consider in your pre-holiday checklist.
Super. So where do we begin?
So 1 week before you're leaving, start cancelling any deliveries or any services that you may have on a regular basis. If you have made an order for a delivery and there's a delay, then reroute it to, say, your office or to a friend so that they will have the delivery. So that does happen sometimes, that we've ordered stuff online and there's suddenly a delay. There was one, the big ones were happening during Eid holidays. So suddenly it was a whole week off and all the courier companies went, we're not going to deliver for the whole week. So things had to get rerouted for people because they'd gone on holiday as well. So what should have been delivered before Eid, that these courier companies decide to delay. So, you know, make sure that this is all, you know, you take that into consideration. Call the courier companies to organise a rerouting now. Unless they know that it's going to be delivered before you fly. If you can get it delivered to your office, then that's the best course of action. For us here, a lot of us have maids. So, and the maid service I use, they mess it up every time I go on holiday. I will write weeks in advance and call them. So I have told them twice to cancel between this date and this date. And then I'll get a message from my maid the day she, you know, she's supposed to come while I'm on holiday going, Madam, why can't I come in? And I'm like, because I'm on holiday. I told you not to come. I told you, you know, so, and it happens for a lot of people for different services. So the same with milk, newspaper, you've told them to cancel. So do it a few times and they need to confirm to you that they're going to stop the delivery for that period while you're not there. Tell your neighbours you're going away. So have somebody, you know, or a close friend, you know, tell them that you're away so that they can keep a general eye on your home. It's just for your protection. For me, I give a key to one friend so that they can go check it out. But then the pet sitter's there every day as well, so that's fine. And talking of sitters, hand over the key and the information about the house. So tell, you know, make sure that you have enough, you know, if your children are going to stay in the house, make sure there's enough food for them, for the pets, make sure there's enough food, cat litter, snacks for them, that it's easy for your pet sitter to find where to all the stuff is, and you know, to deal with the water filters if you have a water fountain and things like that. If there's any alarms, house alarms that they have to deal with, you have to give them the code for that, or for aircon units now, or if there's anything, you know, how to use a smart assistant if there's any of those technology now as well. They need to know how to deal with that, or if you're going to switch it off. If you're on the other side of the world, you might not be able to access it, or you might be asleep while they're in your house. So make sure everything is ready for them so that they can come into your house easily and do whatever they need to do. Also, ensure all your bills are up to date. You don't want to be dealing with getting calls from your bank saying you haven't paid your credit card while you're on holiday.
So, or worse, like your phone getting disconnected because you didn't pay that bill.
Yes, that's the very important one. So make sure that's all up to date. I do auto pay, so everything is automatically paid for those kind of bills. But just make sure that it's all cleared before you go. Because, you know, they do like cutting off immediately, don't they?
Yeah, and the auto pay system sometimes can get buggy.
Talking of mobile phone companies, make sure you set up your roaming if you're going to be using your mobile phone in that country. Sometimes it works out cheaper now to just do roaming rather than getting a SIM card in that country, especially if you're only there for a few days and then moving to different countries. So set that all up.
Most countries now have fairly flexible like roaming plans and other things. For us here anyway, like you know, our providers actually have a pretty sweet roaming plan where you pay local rates when you're in the country that you're roaming in and stuff like that. So, but you have to just activate it in advance.
So we talked about banks and, you know, paying off your bills, but talk to your bank as well and tell them that you're going abroad, because the banks like stopping you using your cards, and it's happened a lot. I've called the banks. This used to happen in the UK, especially with the UK banks. You would call them and tell them, or you could send a message, an SMS, to say, I'm going on holiday, don't block my card, and they'll still block your card. And then you have to call while you're in the shop, and it's very embarrassing. So try, you know, do call them and stuff. And the thing that I have found in one, where was that? In Italy. So I'd used my credit card in a high street store. I then went into a designer store and bought something. My card got stopped in the store because this is what thieves do. So pickpockets who steal cards and then use a card, they will shop first in a cheap shop and then in a more expensive shop. So the bank, the credit card company actually said, this is a normal thing. This is why we had to stop you. So bear that in mind when you're doing the shopping.
Yeah, and I think also, like, I mean, obviously fraud prevention has become far more quote-unquote intelligent, and yeah. it's not as, I remember before, like, the first purchase and the you would get cut off and you'd be like, yeah. I mean, I just got here, man. Like, it's not even like I made some crazy purchases. But the other advice I would always give people is have alternative forms of paying. Like, don't rely on your one key credit card or one card or something. Ideally, convert some cash before you go, just to be on standby in case something goes wrong, despite whatever you tell your bank and despite whatever assurances you give them. Sometimes it might take them a day to verify everything, especially if you fly far away from your bank's time zone. Right, so if you fly to the US and like it's going to take like it might take a day or two before like that process is cleaned up. You don't want to be stuck with that. I mean, I remember reading recently someone online, I think from Dubai as well, who does all his banking with one bank, who then detected that there could have been a fraud on his account and just blocked every transaction possible, and he couldn't even withdraw money. Like they were just very concerned that something had gone wrong. It can be very crippling to be in another country without access to a bank, without access to funds. So it's always useful to either carry some cash, and it can be just small change, but just for the simple things like the cab rides and the food, so that you can get by for a day or two. And then we now have these travel cards, right? So you actually put money into the card and you carry that card instead of paying with your bank's card. Yeah. So again, its control is back in your hand, whereas, I mean, that's nobody's going to block that card for you. And so it just gives you a little bit of flexibility.
Well, saying that, but I mean, a lot of people have Revolut, and Revolut is great. This is a European company. But you have to top it up. So whatever you have on the card, but you have to top it up with money from your bank. And there have been occasions when topping up from the bank and it hasn't processed for 1 or 2 days. So you can't use that card because you can't get the money and you can't. So it's a catch-22. So do that or top up before you leave so that you can use that card at least for a bit. Yeah. And the other thing to talk about as well, Apple Pay. So I use Apple Pay a lot now, and there's Google Pay as well. Sometimes they decide to stop accepting your card, which you might have been using a long time on Apple Pay, they will suddenly just delete it from your app. So that's happened as well to me. So, and it's happened twice recently on my Apple Pay that different cards have suddenly been rejected for some reason. So check on them before you go, and make sure that works. And take the card with you. Don't just rely on Apple Pay. Yeah. Just in case, it even happens here that sometimes you're using Apple Pay, it doesn't work. And I've left the cards, the purse in the car because I had everything in my phone. I didn't have to, and then it's like, no, it's not working. You're like, okay, just give me 10 minutes. I'll go down and get my purse. So that's the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to talk quickly about the 2 days before and the day before and the hours before. So a few days before. So like say 2 days before, clean your house, ready for your return. That doesn't work so much when you have cats because cat litter ends up being in different places. And it's one of my pet peeves when I walk in the house and there's cat litter in weird places. So it's nice, you come back to a clean house. You don't have to do a full dust everywhere. But if, you can do at least that it's mopped and a bit clean, that's nice.
And if you have someone like a sitter or a friend who hasn't, you can always do one of those, like, and you have a maid, it takes a lot of coordination, but you can always have them come in just before you return so that they can tidy up as well. Yeah,
you can do that. I mean, yeah, especially if they got a key, they can come in the day before to do that. And I tend to do that just because of my pet peeve on the cat litter. Freeze a meal for your return. So if you're coming at a funny time, have a meal ready in the freezer so you can thaw it and then put it in the oven or the microwave. Or if you're like us, because we are quite reliant on our delivery apps now in a lot of the countries, while you're in the taxi when returning to your house, you can have them to be getting the food ready and deliver it at the same time. So sometimes you get the food at the same time you've got to the house.
This, by the way, works for all nights out too.
Yeah. Think about watering the plants. Let your sitter know if you need them to water it, but also water it yourself. And if you have the self-watering systems, get them set and ready as well. The day before you leave, set your lights on timer if you need to, or if you have one of these smart home automations, do that as well. Clean out the fridge and all your bins. So I usually do that 1 or 2 hours before, so everything's clear. If I have new food because I mistakenly bought something, I will usually give it to the sitter. I'll say, look, I bought this brand new. Do you want to just take it so it can be used?
Yeah, definitely don't leave food in the fridge because it'll go bad, especially if you're away for a week or something. Oh, yeah, and conversely, like if you have a smart home system and you have some automations that turn on the lights at a certain time during the day and stuff when you're away, like turn them off because you don't need to turn on your lights in the evening, or turn on your air conditioning in the evening. It might be set on a timer, right? When you come back home, you might want to turn those things off. If you have an alarm, like a sound alarm, like turn it off so it doesn't bother your neighbors. Because it starts going off at 7 o'clock the next morning while you're flying somewhere. Stuff like that.
Make sure your alarm clock switched off. Secure your home, so check all your locks and ensure your alarm is working. And if there is an emergency, let them know. For my building, I have to notify them that I'm going on holiday and who the point of contact is, and to give them access to my pet sitter. So check on the building that you live in if there is that kind of requirement. If you live in a community, check with the security if you have to give access to your sitters to come in as well, because they can be a pain otherwise. Remove any plants from vases because they will rot as well. So remove anything that's, flowers or that won't last, remove them. Double check your travel times and your travel documents as well. So the last hour or so, check that list. You know that list I told you to have, to start making a list of things that you needed the last minute to put in your luggage? So mine is always one charger, my iPad or my phone, switching off all the electronics.
Charging batteries if you're taking cameras.
Yeah, packing your last few bits and pieces that you've had as a checklist, turning off the aircon or the heating, and just doing a last minute, look around the house and just check that everything is fine and everything's put away and house is ready for when you return, and then just go on holiday and have a lovely time. And that's it, really.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, I hope everybody has a lovely holiday season. And, even while you're on holiday or just before you go, if you want to get hold of Shalina to discuss some last minute things, you can do that by reaching out to declutterme.com, filling out the contact form, or looking up Declutter Me on social media. And of course, all of the episodes of the show and more information, you can find that at declutterme.com/podcast. And we might be going on holiday, but we'll see you next week.
Bye.